Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Arbela Township Board of Trustees have approved an election issue. The Board of Supervisors for Arbela, Tuscola Township, and Millington Township each have approved an agreement regarding elections in 2026 and the 2027 election years. The agreement covers early voting for a regular election as well as the 3 days of early voting for special elections. The agreement has already been approved by the other participating clerks, but Arbela's board had to officially accept the agreement, which was done at the last township meeting. Under Michigan's new election law, residents can start casting their ballot before the general election for candidates and ballot issues several days before the November election. Because of the extended voting, most counties have established one voting location for several municipalities. And another news for today. Huron County area seniors and their families attended the Senior Fair at the Harvest Church on Thursday, June 18th. Senior fairs have long served as community gathering places where attendees can meet service providers, learn about programs ranging from healthcare and transportation to financial planning and recreation, as well as discover opportunities to stay engaged even as they age. Organizers say the Harvest Church event continues that tradition by bringing together agencies and businesses in one convenient location, giving seniors and caregivers access to valuable information and personal connections. Pastor Phil Hall of the Harvest Church says the goal is to continue to host the fair for as long as possible, and that the church is happy to give back to the community. Admission is open to the public, and participants are encouraged to stop by to explore available services, ask questions, and learn more about resources available in the community. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you've been feeling unsteady, disoriented, or like your surroundings are moving, you're not imagining it, and you're not alone. For many people, these are signs of a vestibular disorder, and it can make everyday life challenging. The good news is, there is help. The Vestibular Disorders Association offers trusted information, support from people who understand, and connections to specialists. Visit liferebalance.org to learn more and take a step toward feeling steady again. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 22nd, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to review the proposed final agreement for medical examiner services, and David Stevens, the community corrections coordinator, will explain the community corrections grant that is available for 2027. The meeting can be attended virtually by using the phone number 1-929-276-1248. Or by going to the county's website at TuscolaCounty.org and following the directions posted there. And another news for today. The Oliver Township Board of Trustees has created a new branch for their local government. In May, the board adopted an ordinance that confirmed they established the Oliver Township Planning Commission using Michigan's Planning Enabling Act. Sections of the ordinance outline the scope, purpose, and intent of the commission, as well as the terms, compensation, and the meetings of the newly created commission. Among the duties that the Planning Commission has includes the responsibility to handle the subdivision and land division recommendations. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, June the 18th of 2026. Kathleen Lillian Dinsmore, age 81 of Mayville, passed away on June 17th of 2026. Funeral services for Kathleen Lillian Dinsmore will be on Wednesday, June 24th at 11 a.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo. Kathleen's family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, June 23rd as well, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Cairo, and then again on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of the funeral service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Parkinson's Foundation. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.